96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ribs,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
you know it. Shirley Caesar has been talking about this for a month now, and everybody's looking forward to what's going to be on your Thanksgiving table. It's going to look just like that, but there's going to be much more. And not all of it healthy. Yes, I've heard this over the past week. I'm not going to worry about eating healthy or in moderation this Thanksgiving. I'm just going to cut loose. Well, before you dive in face first on Thursday, we're going to try to nudge you in the right direction for healthy, nutritious Thanksgiving eatings. Now, hold on before you start rolling your eyes about that. I really want you to pay attention because we've got some great suggestions to help you get through Thanksgiving without hurting your diet. My guest is Leslie Jefferson. She's a nutritionist with Giant Foods, and she's going to give us a nutritious and delicious tour of Thanksgiving ideas. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or HFisherWHUR. Hey, Leslie, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. Have you started cooking yet?
You know, I've started preparing, though. I haven't started cooking, but I've started preparing.
Okay, well, I want to hear about your preparations because you're a pro.
You know, I am a pro.
Yeah, yeah. She said confidently. Absolutely. But here's my question, just to start off: why is it so difficult to get people to focus on healthy eating on Thanksgiving? Do they just kind of lose their minds when Thanksgiving morning comes?
Thanksgiving is a festival of food.
Mm-hmm.
So we should want to be excited and eat and enjoy our family and friends. It's about tradition. It's about friendship. It's about being together. So we generally do that with food.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to have a gathering of people who don't want to just grab into the meal of the day. So Thanksgiving is one of those times where we can celebrate food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how we do that that sometimes can make things a little complicated because we may tend to overindulge.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, when you've got it, I mean, there was a time when traditionally everything was just kind of, you know, sat on the table and folks kind of gathered around. You said the blessing and they kind of joined in. But now, even at homes, it's buffet style.
It's buffet style.
You know, and it starts at 3 and it goes until midnight. And some of the folks that were there at 3 come back at 4 and at 6 and at 9 and 10, and they just keep going. What nutritionally, when people have a tendency to overindulge, what does that do to the body?
Oh, well, it can put a lot of stress on the body. When you are overindulging, generally the basic calorie structure per day is anywhere between 1,800 and 2,400 calories a day. During the holiday season, and specifically on Thanksgiving, you can eat or indulge in 600 plus calories per day, which really takes your body into overload.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is to look at how we want to spend that calorie currency. What are we doing on a day-to-day basis leading up to our holiday period? Because it's not just Thanksgiving. We're about to go into a long stretch of holiday eating.
This is the marathon.
That's
for
right.
Grazing and cookies and cakes,
yes,
and all of that.
And people are bringing stuff into the office and you have to take stuff to school. And so we're tasting, we're going to parties. So we really have to look at where we want to spend that calorie currency. Where are those calories that you're about to take in worth it? for your health status. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for your current health status? Where are you? Are you pre-diabetic? Do you have hypertension? Do you have cholesterol issues? Are you trying to manage your weight and doing well, and now it's the holidays? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to lose weight just because it's something that you want to do because you got some news from your physician and you want to make some change? So how do you maintain your and improve your current health status while we're in this wonderful festival time of festivities and family, friends, and fellowship?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about healthy eating on Thanksgiving Day, how to cook where the food is still nutritious, still delicious, but definitely healthy. If you have a question or a comment, definitely give us a call. One of the things that that Giant is doing right now is trying to help people focus on better nutrition. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Right. The nutritionist program at Giant is newly expanded, and we're committed to the health and wellness of our community. It's not just, you know, something that is a one and done. We are in the stores right where the rubber meets the road, where people are making food decisions. You can come in and speak to a nutritionist. There are eight of us scattered all around the D.C. area, Maryland, and Virginia. So you can come in. We have classes. We have one-on-one consultations. The consultations are $25, mm-hmm. and then you get a $25 gift card right back.
Now, wait a minute. What kind of, you said classes. What kind of classes?
Well, we have nutrition classes mm-hmm. Where we discuss different health health topics. So you could be pre-diabetic. You could have a heart healthy class. You can have, you know, classes for the mind. I did a lunch, how to pack a good lunch class.
Really?
So those classes are free mm-hmm. and they're in the store. You can go on to our website to check out where your nutritionist is located.
And what's the website?
It's giantfood.com mm-hmm. and it's /wellness for classes, or you could click on Live Well.
Are there any cooking classes? Because, you know, Aunt Hattie's sweet potatoes just aren't what they used to be. Do you have any classes for Aunt Hattie?
Well,
because it's just going to sit there and everybody's going to hug Aunt Hattie, but the pan, that's the only one that's going to sit there that's not touched.
Right. Well, we don't do specifically cooking classes, but mm-hmm. we do give you tips to help improve your meals. Now, we are nutritionists.
Right.
So it's health first. Mm-hmm. And it's always, always, always half your plate vegetables.
Okay.
First. That's the first step. Start there. So those sweet potatoes may not be the best, but we could help Aunt Hattie with some herbs and spices to help her make her sweet potatoes right on point.
Oh, that's good to hear, Aunt Hattie. You know we love you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about healthy, nutritious Thanksgiving meals, let's go to the phones. Darren, calling from Northwest D.C. Darren, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Norm. So what if you're skinny? What if you're skinny, you don't have any health problems, and you want to put on some weight?
Interesting. Is Thanksgiving the day to start?
It sounds like you have free reign right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you want to keep your foods very, very healthy and clean when you're doing this, when you're trying to gain weight. There could be many, many different reasons why you're not gaining weight. I am not a physician, but just concentrate on your plate. Lean meats. Always have three items on your plate. First, lean meats, a vegetable, and a whole grain. If you're eating consistently and not skipping meals, then you should be able to gain weight. If not, if you find that you're not gaining weight, you should first check with a physician and then come in and see a nutritionist to get a meal plan for yourself.
You know, it's interesting. Darren, do you have a high metabolism?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Okay. Because even as a nutritionist, I'm sure there are some healthy foods that may be more likely to put on pounds. Let's say that you don't have any allergies or anything like that. What would you recommend for someone?
I don't have any allergies.
Right, exactly. So if you don't have it, so he can eat whatever he wants.
He can eat whatever he wants.
So what would you suggest that he eat as opposed to someone who is trying to lose weight?
Well, again, you know, food is food. Normally, if you were to come in to see me, we would take a food diary for you to find out what you're doing and what you're eating. So just to recommend off the bat, you know, I would recommend lean meats, fresh vegetables, and to make sure that you are getting in the proper types of carbohydrates. What is that carbohydrate mix that you're currently eating? Now, vegetables and fruits are carbohydrates. Most people exclude that. And they only think of breads and pastas as mm-hmm. carbohydrates. But a lot of times when we're eating a different mix of foods, they may not be producing the right calorie mix for you. And depending on amount, your activity level, and again, your metabolism, yeah. just naturally, because we're all different. So we would need to, you could come in to one of the giant nutritionists and they could work with you on a meal plan that could help you gain the weight and meet your goals,
Well, Darren, thank you so much for your phone call and a happy Thanksgiving to you. Good luck. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about healthy, nutritious Thanksgiving meals and how to plan and prepare. Byron, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Good evening and happy Thanksgiving to the both of you.
Thank you so much. Go right ahead.
Right. Well, as a joke, I would say a recommendation for eating healthier during Thanksgiving, we should try to extend the presidential pardon and pardon all turkeys. That way we don't have to worry about that. But that's just a joke.
Uh-huh. So go ahead, Byron.
But on a serious note, I would say that we should focus more on the chlorophyll-filled items, foods, like collard greens, cabbage, corn, and that there are different variety of ways to prepare these dishes where they're extremely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled extensively in West Africa and the Middle East, and the way we prepare collard greens is so unique and very healthy.
So real quick, because I've got to get ready to take a break, give me one tip for prepping or preparing collard greens real quick.
Okay, one tip. What you want to do, there's this leaf called basil, sweet basil.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to get the organic kind, the raw form, very raw in its state. And they have them, they sell them a lot in these international supermarkets.
Okay, like, so what do you do with it?
When you cut your collard greens,
mm-hmm.
you want to cut them very thin,
mm-hmm.
and you want to add that sweet basil to the mix.
Okay.
It takes that collard greens up a notch that you've never, ever experienced before. And people will come knocking back on your door.
Byron, thank you so much for that suggestion. I actually like sweet basil because I like it in Thai food because it's one of those staples also. I need to get ready to take a break, but if you're on the line, Sharon, we're going to talk to you because you have questions about diabetes. So please do not hang up. Also, lady calling from Indiana, you want to talk about a vegan Thanksgiving. If you have another question or a comment about a healthier, more nutritious Thanksgiving meal, now is the time to call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're going to continue to take phone calls even after 7:30. So please stay with us. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back.